This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. There's uncertainty at the quarterback position for the Minnesota Vikings yet again. The off-injured J.J. McCarthy was placed in concussion protocol this week. He'll have to pass a certain battery of tests to be cleared to practice or play. Until he's cleared, backup Max Brosmer will get the reps, according to head coach Kevin O'Connell, who's been impressed with Brosmer.
What his absorption of the offense was and throughout his first day here all the way through training camp, playing in some of those games, playing against the Titans first team unit, you know, in that preseason game defensively and moving the team and getting the ball out and seeing things at a, you know, a veteran level type of eye progression. I think, you know, we all have a lot of confidence in Max.
O'Connell says who plays QB will be a medical decision. The Wolves blew another late lead for a second straight game. They lost to struggling Sacramento last night in overtime, 117-112. Minnesota led by 10 with 3 minutes to play. The meltdown happened just 3 days after they blew an 8-point lead at Phoenix with just over a minute to go. Center Rudy Gobert says Sacramento made the plays.
They made some plays. Made some possible plays, made some big shots, big plays down the stretch. Yeah, and they got back in the game. Some bad turnovers. They do some really rough plays.
Anthony Edwards had 43. The Gopher women beat South Florida yesterday in the Bahamas 57-45. Head coach Don Plitzewhite liked her team's moxie.
It's a very, very physical game, and you know, I thought our young ladies for the most part did a great job of keeping their composure. We didn't really score through the physicality, and that's going to be something we have to get better at.
Minnesota plays Alabama tomorrow. The season's over for the Minnesota United. They lost in the MLS playoffs at San Diego 1-0 last night. Head coach Eric Ramsey.
We certainly had the better chances of the game, I would say, if only by a little, but I've come out on the wrong side of a game that was decided on very fine margins, and I think that's been the case for most of the year.
This is MNN Sports.